AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Cold enough for you? About a third of Americans could wake up with frost on their windows and windshields because of the Arctic air that's enveloped much of the country. The Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Seidel is near Buffalo, New York.
It's a whiteout here in the south towns, not far from Buffalo. Snowfall rates of 3 to 4 inches an hour. Just about everything in and out of Buffalo, Niagara International Airport today was canceled.
CBS's Jerika Duncan says this is the kind of cold that can kill.
The National Weather Service warns the extreme temperatures pose a risk of frostbite and hypothermia. The snow is piling up in Utah as the avalanche threat increases. The state's avalanche center is warning of, quote, extreme, extraordinarily dangerous avalanche conditions. The extreme cold also putting electrical grids to the test.
It's the night before the Iowa Republican presidential caucuses, but CBS News reporter Robert Costa says the focus will shift eastward quickly on Tuesday.
Nikki Haley especially is looking to New Hampshire as a place where, if she comes out of Iowa with a pretty strong showing, she could maybe even get an upset there. And some of the biggest Republican donors in the country tell me behind the scenes that they're ready to pour millions behind her candidacy.
In the most recent Iowa poll, Haley came in second behind former President Trump and ahead of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Four people have died in the crash of a hot air balloon that was carrying eight skydivers over Eloy, Arizona. Police say a catastrophic event happened after the divers left the basket. Mayor Michael Powell.
We have the world's largest drop zone, and so when this occurs into our community, it affects us because the skydiving community is a large one and very close-knit.
The Iowa high school leader who shielded students during a mass shooting has died. KCCI-TV reporter Ophelia Jacobson reports from the town of Perry.
The school's principal, Dan Marburger, was one of seven people injured in the shooting on January 4th. Marburger's family announced his death on a GoFundMe page Sunday morning. The post said, quote, at approximately 8 a.m. January 14th, Dan lost his battle. He fought hard and gave us 10 days that we will treasure forever.
Hot enough for you? Last year was the hottest on record because of human-caused global warming, according to a NOAA analysis. Details from CBS's Natalie Dudridge.
The average global temperature was 14.98 degrees Celsius, almost two-tenths of a degree hotter than the previous record. Scientists believe the 1.5 degree threshold agreed to in the Paris Agreement could be crossed this year.
Volcanoes erupted in southwestern Iceland for the second time in less than a month. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
The fire.
Max and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with Essential Last Crack. A double dip from Run, Head Start Screaming. Sean Anthony Brown as your lead singer there. A couple deep cuts, actually. That was Try, Foster Mother before that. What is your Essential Last Crack? Send me an email right now. Tell me your two favorite songs from Last Crack, and I will be I will have the honor of playing them for you every night. Every Saturday night at 11 o'clock, it replays on Sunday. Check out the podcast, too, at maxincradio.com. Send me an email, jimmyk@civicmedia.us. What is your Essential Last Crack? Greetings. I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max and Kevy. Original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. On the way this hour, we got new music from All Meridians. We'll do Summon Souls. I've got some new Common Threads in the playlist coming up. These guys sent us some new music, and they answered the call to our request for Green Bay Packers songs this week. Just to have fun. The Packers, of course, are playing the Cowboys in Dallas. I just checked the forecast, actually, down in Dallas. It's supposed to be highs in the 20s in the metroplex of Dallas-Fort Worth and Arlington, where the game is going to be. So, go Pack, go. This band is out of Milwaukee. They're called Wide Acre, and they sent in Green and Gold Blood. It's Max and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music with Wideacre. If I Should Fall from the Grace of God. Thanks for sending in music, guys. Really appreciate it. Don't forget, if you're in a band out there, you want to send us music, you could do that right now. Music at civicmedia.us. Send us your music files, WAV or MP3s, and a bio, because we want to know about you. It's Max Inc. Heavy now with Fiberweed.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah, and I think I lost my way. We'll be right back. Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music with All Meridians and The Silent Observer. That's their latest release. Just checked out their Facebook page and they have another song coming out very soon. I'm going to try to get that for you on air next week here on Max Inc. Heavy. I'm going to put a lot of effort into it and make it happen. Some of Souls before that with another siren song. Hey, coming up in the next half hour or so, we got some Bad Year in the playlist. We'll do some Electromag, and I got the latest from Lockjaw. He's been doing a lot of social media. He's looking for places to play and people to play with, networking with other bands. That's pretty cool. Check out Lockjaw on the social medias. That's up next on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at theupsstore.com.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv. Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
same.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with Bad Year, Blackout, courtesy of Tim before that with that American travesty. The latest from Common Threads in there too is She's Bussin' and started the set off with Lockjaw and Annie of Love. I'm Jimmy K. Thanks for tuning in to Maxine Kevy tonight. Really appreciate it. We're going to replay this show again on Sunday, 10 to midnight. Don't forget, Maxine Radio is live every weekend, 6 to midnight. Original local music from Wisconsin, 6 to 9. Lots of interviews, fun and laughs. Live in the lair at 9 o'clock, a live concert over the radio every week for you. And, of course, Maxine Kevy, 10 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network. Grab the podcast, get all the information, and send us email and music all at maxincradio.com. We've got some Or Does It Explode on the way in just a couple of minutes. Right now, the latest from Electromag is Gazer on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back. Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media with Electromag Gazer. You know, if you check out the logo for Electromag on their Facebook and other social media sites, Eric Cobb did the work on that. It is fantastic. Check it out, Electromag on Facebook. You won't be shocked. And if you need graphic artwork, Eric Cobb is a good place to go. You cannot go wrong. Hey, thanks for listening to Heavy tonight. We really appreciate it. We'll see you again next week. Don't forget the show replays on Sunday. Same time, same channels across the Civic Media Radio Network. These guys have a show coming up at the High Noon Saloon on Saturday, February 17th. It's Or Does It Explode? It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Yeah, when you wanna go see a band or get a drink, you wanna know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only a music magazine. The record labels read it, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage, www.maximum-ink.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.